Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
She recently found out there was infidelity in the relationship, and she's wondering, can we come back from this? We talked about this last week. Kaylee came on with us and disclosed what she had found out about her husband, and we also took callers about if that's, you know, if it's something that you can, you know, come back from. And Kaylee was supposed to have a conversation with her husband this past weekend. So let's get her back on and see how that conversation went. Hey, Kelly. Kaylee, sorry. Welcome back to The Burt Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right, so how did the weekend go?
It was all right. I really appreciated everybody's advice. Mm-hmm. I actually went out with some of my girlfriends on Friday night, and I told them kind of what's been going on with my marriage. And I was shocked to find out that two of them have gone through kind of the same thing.
Really?
And these are two women whose marriages are, like, rock solid now. So, I don't know, it gave me a lot of confidence just kind of realizing that they could get through it. So, I did end up kind of finding the courage to talk to my husband about it.
Okay, before you tell us about the conversation, Kaylee, for those that may have missed last week's phone call with you, really quick, just let them know what you found out and how you found out.
So my husband of about 8 years now, you know, we had a pretty good marriage, I thought. He started to really ramp it up, really send a lot of gifts and trips and everything. And then I ultimately found out that was because he was, again, being unfaithful. So I had called in just looking for a little bit of advice, trying to sort out my thoughts, see if we could get through this or not.
And so we all had your back. And ultimately, you're just going to have to go with what you're able to forgive. And this is going to be a lengthy process. It's not something that you can get over in a day or even a week. So how did the conversation go with them this weekend?
It actually went really good. A lot of people had mentioned therapy, and I was a little nervous about kind of how he'd take it. And when we talked, he was all for it. So I guess he really does want to focus on us. You know, time will tell. People can say a lot of things. But
it's the least he can do, Kaylee.
Nice of you.
Yeah, no, it's the least he can do.
I think it's honestly our only fighting chance. So I'm going to do what we have to do to make this work.
So you're going to fight.
I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Well, kudos to you. This is one of those situations I always say it's going to be hard either way. You know, you got to choose which route you want to take. But if you left, it would be hard. If you stay, it's going to be hard. And I feel like only you truly know as an individual at the end of the day if this is something you can get past and if this is something that you feel like you and your husband can actually get stronger from. It is possible. And if at the end of the day you feel like the love is worth it and you think the connection that y'all have is worth saving, then I commend you for feeling like you want to be strong and stay in it. And as long as you know, you feel like you can develop enough courage to forgive him at some point so that y'all can get back to being a successful relationship, then good luck to you.
Yeah, seriously, props to you, Kaylee. I mean, there's no easy choice here because it's going to be hard to leave. It's going to be hard to stay. And I heard somebody recently describe infidelity as sort of like you're treating an illness. Like, it's not going to go away overnight. You know, you've got to go to the proper doctor, your therapist, and really work on this and get to the bottom of why this happened in the first place. Because I do think this is something you can work through if there's a solution to whatever that quote unquote illness is. But some people I do think are just like hardwired, and I'm not making excuses for people, but I think some people are hardwired to step out on their relationships because that's just how they're built. And I think the hard part of this whole process is going to be finding out whether or not this is a temporary illness or if this is just who he is.
Yeah. I hope not.
All right. Well, Kaylee, we wish you both the best of luck, and hopefully you'll be able to come out on the other side of this. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling us with the update. All right, so I'm completely switching gears really quick because I want to get this in today because I think this is very, very important. I have a challenge for you, Abby.
Oh my God, I love challenge. Sometimes.
A Swiftie just broke a world record,
yes.
A Guinness World Record, and I think you can beat it.
Oh, people have been DMing me, and I'm like, I'm ready. Bring on the Guinness World Record, dude. I think I can take him.
Yes. Let's get it.
Yes.
So, are we doing it right now?
No. We're not going to do it right now. I'm going to tell everybody what's going on. I want you to practice, all right? But a Swiftie broke a world record by naming 34 songs in 60 seconds, all right? Naming 34 Taylor Swift songs. So what Bilal did is somebody read a lyric, and just by hearing the lyric, he rattled off the song. And he was able to do 34 songs in 60 seconds. This is a Taylor Swift super fan, Bilal. He is 20 years old from Pakistan.
Edward Rosenhaus.
I know him forever.
Staring at the city.
Edward is.
I wish I was strong.
Both of us.
Vintage.
Cardigan.
Midnight you come.
His style.
I'm so glad. You are talking shit.
You and Kano.
All I knew this morning.
Everything has changed.
Knew he was like.
Ready for it.
I remember DS came.
Stephen and sound.
You are on the phone.
You know with me.
I promise that you will never.
With me.
He said let's.
By the streets.
You are somebody that.
You need to calm down.
We were both young.
Love story.
I remember when we.
We are never getting back to
it. It feels like a perfect night. I know that you like.
Decision important.
That you are doing.
I don't care.
I used to think.
Best story first.
State the obvious.
The future moment.
I walked through the.
All to win.
I don't like.
Look what we do.
Fever dreams.
High. Prisoner.
Say you are so.
Writers.
There's something about.
Fearless.
He sets the way.
In my room.
Because baby now.
Andrew.
I wanna be your
anti.
I have this thing.
Anti-hero.
I was writing short.
Look, our song.
It's strange to think.
Should have said no.
Do look at
when
me.
Tears are coming down.
Can I be honest? I didn't understand a single word he said.
So the official title is Most Taylor Swift Songs Identified from Their Lyrics. He got 34 and 60. This is actually his third Guinness World Record.
Really?
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Taylor Swift? Or
no, he in 2021... He had the most animals identified from animal sounds in 1 minute.
Wow.
And then last year, he broke the record for the most Justin Bieber songs identified from their lyrics in 1 minute. He got 29.
I would say he needs a hobby, but it looks like he has multiple. So.
I think I can take him. I think so, too. I really friggin' do. So I want you to, like, you know, we're going to start doing some
practice rounds.
Yes. And we're going to get you, and we're going to break that Guinness World Record.
I'm ready to get my batting average up. I'm ready.
I love this. You can do this.
It's the Burt Show.
This is the Burt Show.